The biggest lies we were taught in school. The 13 colonies. The American flag has 13 stripes to represent the original 13 colonies of the United States. But in all actuality, there were only 12 colonies. This is because Delaware was never a separate colony, but in fact it remained part of Pennsylvania, owned by William Penn up until the Revolutionary War. Abraham Lincoln opposed slavery. Lincoln was ambiguous about his views on slavery and only wanted to take actions that would strengthen the Union in a time of national strife and separatism. In fact, Lincoln had stated, "If I could save the Union without freeing any slaves, I would do it. And if I could save it by freeing some and leaving others alone, I would also do that. What I would do about slavery and the colored race, I do because I believe it helps save the Union." Van Gogh's ear. After reviewing historical records and letters, Hans Kaufmann believes that Van Gogh did not cut off his own ear, but rather lost it in a fight. Allegedly, Van Gogh threw a wine glass at Gauguin, and he promptly unsheathed his sword and made quick work of Van Gogh's ear. It's believed that they both made up the story of Van Gogh slicing himself up to save Gauguin from jail time. Human evolution. In a scientific theory where the strong survive and the weak are eliminated, if humans had evolved directly from ancient ape species, there would no longer be any apes left, as humans would have won the survival lottery. There are still apes, which lends to the theory that all great apes share a common ancestor. But at some point in time, the ancestors evolved in separate directions from one another. Thanksgiving. The tale of pilgrims and Native Americans sharing a life-saving feast during a harsh autumn is, of course, a heartwarming one. But the only thing that was actually shared between the pilgrims and natives was the plague, which effectively killed off 96% of the native population. It is believed that the pilgrims were aware of the effects of their deadly disease and utilized this knowledge so that they could swoop in and steal the natives' crops and land.